Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus. Have you ever been rejected? Perhaps you were rejected when the coach had to pick one more person for the team and there were two people left. You and one other person. And sure enough, the other person was chosen. So you were rejected. If that's ever happened to you, then you can get a bit of an idea of what Jesus must have felt like when He was rejected. And when was Jesus rejected? He was rejected when Pilate let Barabbas go free. Now it's interesting that Barabbas means son of the Father. And also, Jesus, as we know, is the Son of the Father. But one is false and one is real. But Barabbas is not the Son of God, our Father. Barabbas is the son of Satan. By analogy, I'm not criticizing Barabbas. We're all like Barabbas. And that's the point I want to bring out in this story, is that all of us are actually like Barabbas. And the love of God that is shown through this story is remarkable. So let's read it, please, in Luke chapter 23, and we'll read verses 13 through 25. This is Luke chapter 23, and verses 13 through 25. Pilate called together the chief priests and the rulers of the people and said to them, "You have brought this man Jesus to me as though he is one that perverts the people. But I have examined him, and so has Herod, and neither one of us has found him guilty, and so therefore we're definitely not going to put him to death. I will, though, chastise him and then release him." And he was going to release Jesus because it was a custom to release one prisoner on the Passover day. But the crowd, they all cried out at once, saying, "No, no, no, away with Jesus. Release unto us Barabbas." That's the prisoner that we want released. Now notice, though, that Barabbas, again, means son of the Father. We can prove this because in Hebrew, the word bar means son, and in Greek, the word Abba means father. So Barabbas is the son of the Father. And for proof of that, let's turn over to Mark, the 14th chapter, and we'll read verse 36. This is Mark 14, verse 36. Here it says, "Jesus said, Abba, Father." See that word, Abba? "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but your will be done." And then in Romans 8, verse 15, we see, "You are not, or you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." That's a term of endearment. And then the third place we see the word Abba in the New Testament can be found in Galatians chapter 4, and this is in verses 6 and 7. "Because you are sons, God has sent the spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father." Again, that term of endearment. But let's read about Barabbas, the son of Satan. And I can say he's the son of Satan because Barabbas was a murderer. He was a known criminal. He had been cast into prison because he started riots. And he had even murdered people. So he was a well-known criminal, a murderer. And let's read in John chapter 8, verse 44, where Jesus said some scathing things about people. This is in John chapter 8, verse 44. Jesus says, "You are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do." Now, how is he describing the devil? He says, the devil was a murderer from the beginning, and Barabbas was a murderer. That's why we can say that Barabbas was the son of Satan. That's who his father was, because Satan was a murderer from the beginning. He did not abide in the truth because there is no truth in him. He is the father of lies. So, we have Barabbas, the son of the Father, And then we have Jesus, the Son of the Father. And the people had a choice. Do you want to choose Barabbas, or do you want to choose Jesus? And the people chose Barabbas and rejected Jesus. And again, we are that type of Barabbas in this picture, in that we have been murderers, criminals, and deserve to die. And yet Jesus has never sinned, and so he should have been let free. But he did die for us, and that's the love of God, that he allowed his Son to die where he let the son of Satan live. But why? Because again, out of God's love, he knows that eventually Barabbas, just like you and I, will repent of our sins and will ask for forgiveness and will receive forgiveness, and then we can have entrance into God's family. Then Barabbas, then you and I, will be sons and daughters of God the Father. And so the people again said, "Crucify him, crucify him, and let Barabbas free." And that's exactly what Pilate did. And now I want to take a very, very interesting example that we find in the Old Testament, because this is the story on the Day of Atonement where the high priest had two goats, and he had to kill one goat, and he let one goat free. That's just like Barabbas and Jesus. One goat was killed, Jesus. The other goat, Barabbas, was let free. So let's read this story in Leviticus chapter 16, and we'll read verses 7 through 10. And we're going to see a lot of similarities here. A lot of lessons will come out as we read these few verses. This is in Leviticus chapter 16 and verses 7 through 10. "And Aaron shall take the two goats," Aaron was the high priest at the time, "and he shall present them before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle. And Aaron shall cast lots upon the two goats." Again, he has to make a decision, just like the people did, or just like Pilate did. "And Aaron shall cast lots upon the two goats, one lot for the Lord, and the other lot for the scapegoat. And Aaron shall bring the goat upon which the Lord's lot fell, and offer him for a sin offering." You see that? The Lord's lot, that goat, had to be killed, had to be slain for a sin offering, to make atonement for people. But the goat on which the lot fell to be the scapegoat, that goat shall be presented alive before the Lord, and will be let go free into the wilderness. And isn't that what happened with Barabbas? Now let's continue reading in verses 15 and 16, because this is going to continue to describe the goat upon which the Lord's lot fell. "Then Aaron shall kill the goat of the sin offering that is for the people." Notice that it is for the people. This goat is being sacrificed for the people. "And he shall bring his blood within the veil." All sins have to be atoned for through blood. It can never be atoned for through life. It has to be atoned for through the death of someone, because the wages of sin is death. So someone's blood has to be spilled. "And Aaron is going to bring the blood within the veil and do with that blood as he did with the blood of the bullock, and sprinkle it upon the mercy seat and before the mercy seat, and shall make an atonement for the holy place because of the uncleanness of the children of Israel and because of their transgressions and all their sins." And now let's read in verses 20 through 22, because here we're going to find more information about the scapegoat that was let go alive into the wilderness. "So after Aaron has made an end of reconciling the holy place and the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar," and of course he did that with the blood of the goat that fell to be the Lord's lot. "So after he's done that, he shall bring the live goat, and Aaron shall lay both his hands upon the head of the live goat and confess over him all the iniquities of the children of Israel and all their transgressions and all their sins, putting them upon the head of the goat, and shall send him away by the hand of a fit man, a strong man. That's what it's talking about. And please keep that part in mind, because we're going to come back to that a little bit later. So he's going to send him away by the hand of a strong man, someone that's fit to the task. And he's going to send him away into the wilderness. And the goat shall bear upon him all their iniquities to a land not inhabited, and he shall be let go into the wilderness. Now again, this represents Barabbas, who was let go into the wilderness. But this also represents Satan, in that Satan is the father of all sins. He is the one that has introduced sins. So truly, the sins are represented here as being placed on his head. Jesus, through his death, removed all of our sins, wiped out all of our sins, and this act here is showing that the sins really are the responsibility of Satan. And that's what this typifies here. And so now let's read in Romans chapter 5, because we're going to see again about this goat, Jesus the Christ, who was slain for the remission of sins. This is Romans chapter 5, and we'll read verses 1 through 11. And I'm going to paraphrase here for the sake of time. But it says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." So we have peace, and we've been justified by faith. And what do we have faith in? It says here, "For when we were without strength, in due time, Christ, who did no sin, died for the ungodly. Scarcely for a righteous man will one die. There's a better chance that for a good man some would dare to die. In contrast, God commends his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Christ's life. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, so much more so, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement." And that was through the blood of the Lamb, Jesus the Christ. That's how we receive atonement. But now let's turn over to Revelation, the 20th chapter, and we'll read verses 1 through 3, and we're going to see how it describes Satan, or this scapegoat, or, by analogy, this would be Barabbas. And it says, "And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon." See, this is that fit person that lays hold on the dragon, which is the devil and Satan, "and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit." See, that's throwing him out into the wilderness. "And he shut him up and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he will be loose for a little season." But then, further on in that chapter, in verses 7 through 10, it says that after he is loosed, then he's going to be cast alive into the lake of fire, where he shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. That is the separation from God, being sent out into the wilderness. So by analogy, we have Barabbas, who was set free, where we have Jesus, who died. Jesus never sinned, but he died for those who were sinners. And that is the love of God. And thank God for his love. I also thank you for joining me in this program, and I hope you join me in next program. May God be in you.